By far, the most anthrax threat letters have gone to reproductive health centers that perform abortions. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
More than 500 anthrax threats have been sent to reproductive health clinics since October. The first round of threatening letters arrived by U.S. mail. The second wave came earlier this month, this time by Federal Express. The Feminist Majority Foundation was one of the targets of the latest round of threats. Eleanor Smeal is president of the group.
Well, this showed an escalation. They sent them through FedEx packages, and they went to not only clinics, over 200 of them, but also some pro-choice advocacy organizations. So it was a combination of clinics and organizations, and it had some kind of powdery substance in with a threatening anthrax note.
What alarms abortion rights groups is that these latest threats were well thought out. The sender used the return addresses of Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Federation, which represents hundreds of clinics across the country. A letter inside was signed by the so-called Virginia Dare Cell of the Army of God, an extremist anti-abortion group.
What we would like from the Department of Justice is some announcement to the public that this series of threats is going on.
Ann Glazer is head of security for Planned Parenthood.
We now have, between the first episode and the second episode, a series of over 500 letters to reproductive health clinics in this country. It's the largest targeted campaign that either the post office or FedEx, I'm sure, has seen. It's using up tremendous resources in the labs as they test these samples. And I think people in the country deserve to know that this is going on so that they can help in some way if they know anything.
The evidence has been turned over to the FBI, which is investigating. None of the letters tested positive for anthrax bacteria. Abortion rights groups have been asking for a meeting with Attorney General John Ashcroft since June to talk about threats to clinics. Recently, the groups have renewed their request to see the Attorney General and Tom Ridge, the director of the Office of Homeland Security. So far, they say there's been no response. However, a Justice Department spokesman says officials are aware of the threats and that they are taking them seriously. In an interview with NPR, Tom Ridge said federal, state, and local authorities are working to identify whoever is responsible for anthrax attacks and threats.
I'm hopeful that in the very near future, some of the individuals that have been apprehended around the country for trying to, that have tied up our justice system, have tied up investigators, have tied up laboratories with their hoaxes, are imprisoned.
But many abortion rights advocates say that's not enough. They want a public statement from the Justice Department and the FBI that these threats against abortion providers are unacceptable. They believe a federal reward would help the FBI's investigation. While a few extremist anti-abortion advocates have applauded the anthrax letters, mainstream anti-abortion groups called the threats shameful. Kathy Cleaver is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops.
If the people sending these letters and packages are claiming to be pro-life, then they're tragically misguided. We believe that any type of violence or threat of violence, which this seems to be, in the name of pro-life, really makes a mockery of the pro-life cause.
Several anti-abortion groups say that neither the Justice Department nor the FBI has contacted them about the anthrax threats. They say they have no information anyway. Meanwhile, abortion rights groups say it's time for the federal government to stop the threatening letters and to let the perpetrators know that sending them is a serious federal crime. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.